Welcome to A.T. Stewart and Sons Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. I'm glad you've chosen to join us today as we look into the Word of God. So take your Bibles and let's hang out in God's Word for a few moments and see what God would say to us today.
What's the second thing then that he meant when he said, "It is accomplished"? I think he meant that he had accomplished perfect obedience to his Father's will. He accomplished absolute and complete obedience to his Heavenly Father. Now, there are two things involved in looking at his perfect obedience. The first one, he fulfilled the Old Testament law. You've read in the Old Testament. You've read in Leviticus. You've seen all those detailed laws and all the sacrifices that God gave them they needed to do. You've seen the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God. Jesus and Jesus alone is the only man that has completely fulfilled every one of those commandments in the Old Testament. He has fulfilled the law perfectly. There was never on any occasion that he did not do exactly what the Old Testament law required of a Jew. He did them all. The Old Testament law expressed God's moral, holy will, and Jesus completed every one of them. He didn't leave any of them undone. And he always completed every one of them. Offered every sacrifice that the Scripture said he should offer. Offered every offering that the Scripture said he should offer. Prayed every prayer that the Scripture indicated he should pray. And for all of his 33 years, he never failed, not in one minute point. He fulfilled. He accomplished. When he said, "It is accomplished," he's saying, "I have fulfilled the law of God perfectly." Now, what are the present results of that fulfilling of the law? It is, Christ is the end, the accomplishment, and the word "end" is the same root word as accomplished. It is finished. Jesus is the accomplishment of the law for righteousness to all who believe. Now, what is Paul saying there? He's saying that Jesus is the accomplishment. Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly for righteousness. For who? For everyone who believes. What's he saying? He's saying that when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, God credits us with the perfect law keeping of Jesus. When I am in Christ through faith, God looks at me and says, "You have kept my law perfectly." You say, "Well, you hadn't, preacher." No, I hadn't. But Jesus has. And God gives me as a gift that righteousness. I don't earn it. I don't deserve it. But when God looks at me, he doesn't see me. He sees me through Jesus. Because through faith I have entered into Christ. And he sees me as perfect in law keeping all the way, completely. That's the results today of that. Secondly, Jesus did something else. He fulfilled the Father's will perfectly. He fulfilled the Father's will perfectly. Jesus said, "I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me." What does that mean, he fulfilled God's will completely? It means he never sinned. What is sin? Killing somebody. Yeah, I'll grant you that. Lying. Yep, I'll grant you that. Committing adultery. Yep, that's sin too. But did you realize sin is anything that is contrary to the will of God? Anything that is not in conformity to God's will is a sin. Anything. People say, "Well, I hadn't broken any of the Ten Commandments. I hadn't sinned." Oh, no, 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 no. The Bible says just not to do what God wants you to do is a sin. James says to him who knows what is right and doesn't do it, to that it's sin. In other words, there are sins of omission, things you don't do, you ought to do. a kind word you should have said to somebody you didn't say, that's a sin. You should have gone to church, you didn't go, that's a sin. So we not only commit sins of commission, things we do, but there are sins involved in things we don't do. Well, when I tell you Jesus perfectly obeyed the Father's will in everything, I'm telling you, He never did any action that was contrary to His Father's will. Never. Never did anything that wasn't exactly what the Father wanted Him to do. Not only that, but He never failed to do anything the Father wanted Him to do. He never committed any sins of omission. He always did everything the Father wanted Him to do and never did anything the Father did not want Him to do. And that's amazingly enough in my book. But let's go a little further. He also never spoke a word that God the Father didn't want Him to speak. Never a harsh word came off His mouth. Never spoke a single word that wasn't in total agreement with the Father's will for Him to speak. And not only that, He never failed to speak a word that the Father wanted Him to speak. Perfect in word, perfect indeed. But it even gets greater. He never had a thought that the Father didn't want Him to have. Never had one of those thoughts, guys. Never. Always thought only what the Father wanted Him to think. And it wasn't because He wasn't tempted, because the Scripture says He was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Never had a single thought that God didn't want Him to have. And He always had every thought God wanted Him to have. Now, so when He says, "It is finished," He's saying, "I accomplished the absolute perfect righteousness of God. I have always been in obedience to everything my Father wanted me to do in word, in deed, in thought." Perfection. That is the past accomplishment. What are the present results? Look at what Paul said. He, God the Father, made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin. We just said He knew no sin, right? To be sin. Now, what are you saying? The Father placed sin on the Lord Jesus, who was sinless. Why? On our behalf. So that. What was the purpose? Why did God place my sin on Jesus? So that I might have the righteousness of God in Him. Are you getting this? Is it coming home? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that God the Father placed my sin and the sin of His people, all those who would believe in Christ, He placed those sins on the Lord Jesus and gave me the perfect righteousness of Jesus. You remember? No sin in thought. No sin in word. No sin in deed. God said, "That's you. I'm giving that to you. It's a gift. No, you don't deserve it. No, you can't pay for it. No, you didn't earn it. It's a gift. I am declaring you righteous as Jesus is righteous." Think about it. He looks at me, He doesn't see this old weak guy, this guy that stumbles. He sees the perfect righteousness. He sees me like I've never sinned in word, never sinned in thought, never sinned in deed. That's what He sees. And that's what He sees in you if you have placed your faith in Christ. When He says, "It is accomplished," He's saying, "I've accomplished perfect righteousness, and I'll give it to anyone who will come in faith and trust in what I've accomplished for them." It's a gift. Man, you won't beat that anywhere, folks. I mean nowhere. No Muslim will beat that. No way. No Buddhist will beat that. No way. No Confucius person will beat that. No way. It is finished. He accomplished perfect righteousness.